Now that you've got your ads manager set up, you understand the ad lingo and audiences. It's time to compare the two advertising options that are available in Facebook Ads Manager with campaigns versus Boosted Post. Now, thanks to these wonderful social media algorithms, your posts will only reach around 1% of your actual audience. So it doesn't matter how fantastic your content is, it's not going to be seen by everybody who could benefit from it. Sure, every once in a while, a post maybe liked, commented on, and shared so many times that Instagram or Facebook decide that it's worthy of being seen by the masses. But that shouldn't be your only strategy. If you need to get in front of a lot of people to introduce a new product, announce an event you're involved with, or just simply spread the awareness of who you are and what you do, paid advertising in Facebook is the way to go. As mentioned, there are two types of paid advertising: boosted posts and Facebook ads. In this lesson, we're going to run through the pros and cons of each. A boosted post is essentially just putting some money behind a post that you've already done and it's had some engagement, it's had some people liking it. So you can put some money behind it and that will push it out in front of a lot more people who don't know who you are and what you do. Or when you choose your audience, which we've just worked through, if you choose a saved audience, you can hit a specific demographic or you can target a custom audience of people that have liked your page or commented on Instagram, or even a lookalike audience of the people of those same demographics. So when you go to boost a post, you need to have a couple of answers because you'll be asked a few questions. First one is, who do you want to reach? What is your budget? Pick a max budget. Normally with clients whose social media we manage, you can look up to probably about $50 a week for boosted posts. But you can pick a maximum budget over the life of the campaign and you can determine whether you want it to run for another week, for 14 days, 21 days. It's entirely up to you. Benefits of boosted posts: it's a great way of just getting your content out in front of more people. They're easy to set up and work with because you can do it directly from your timeline or from your Meta Business Suite, and they can be really affordable. The negatives are they will still show up as ads, so it will still have sponsored post underneath the headline. You do have a limited ability to select your audience. Having said that, for David Reed Holmes, you guys aren't running massive campaign, so this really isn't a negative when it comes to boosting posts because it gives you enough breadth of selecting your ideal audience to suit your needs. The second one is a Facebook ad. So unlike a boosted post, Facebook ads are actually created inside Ads Manager. So think very similar to the Google Ads setup. There are a lot more customization options to choose from. You can setting up campaigns with different ad sets and then different ads, and you can allocate different outcomes that you want from each ad. They're structured very, very similar to the way Google paid advertising is. The benefits are you can choose where you want your ad to show up. So as well as it being on the timeline of Facebook and Instagram, you can also choose in the news feed, messenger ads, Instagram stories, audience network, or instant articles. You can have it be very goal orientated by choosing your objective very early on when you're structuring your campaign, so you can align your marketing strategy with your business goals. So whether you want to drive people to your website, have more conversations with people, or some form of lead generation, you can select that right at the beginning. And you can also be a lot more creative because you've got carousels, you can have a specific call to action button. So there's a lot more creativity in a Facebook ad. On top of that, you can customize your audience. Facebook ads actually give you more options to identify and reach your ideal audience. The negative side of Facebook ads compared to boosted posts, they are more complicated. So think Google advertising. The ads are created from scratch rather than boosting an existing post that's doing well. And they can at times, if you've got the wrong selections, be more expensive. There is a learning process exactly the same as Google ads, and you've got to have 50 clicks on an ad before it gets out of the learning phase. If you're comparing the two, both options are great for providing additional reach. Even looking at the pros and cons, booster posts are great for bringing your business more exposure because it helps your post reach audiences that might not be familiar with who you are. So you can look at booster posts if you want to grow your following, develop brand awareness with a new audience, increase audience engagement on your Facebook page, improve visibility on your best posts, if you want to do a giveaway or host a promotion, or simply get more website clicks. Booster posts are the way to go. So let's just say you've got an amazing success story testimonial, a customer worked with you, they love the entire process. That is a great post to put some money behind and to boost it, and especially if you want to put it out to your specific area and specific region that you work in. If you're looking at Facebook ads, you would consider Facebook ads if you want to convert website visitors, generate leads, drive traffic to your website, or just have your videos seen by more people. Generally, it's if you've got a decent social media following, but you'd like more than just your regular audience to know about your latest growth or your latest win. Both boosted posts and Facebook ads have their place when it comes to your marketing strategy and your advertising plan. The key is to learn which one works for you and which is going to get you the best results for your business. In the next lesson, we are going to be drilling down even further into boosting posts.